BATTLEFORDS, producers welcomed the rainfall this past week that helped replenish topsoil moisture levels, according to the crop report for the period of June 28 to July 3. However, along with the rain came hail and strong winds that caused some crop damage. The Turtleford area recorded 37 millimeters. Topsoil moisture levels were replenished by the rain, with 73% of cropland is now adequate and 26% short. In hay and pasture land, 70% is adequate and 27% is short. Flax is the most advanced in this region, where 80% of the crop is flowering. Fall cereals are equally split between heading and dough stages. Spring cereals are mainly heading out at 65%. 74% of canola is flowering. Pulses are mainly podding at 40%. The moisture this past week delayed haying progress in the region. 75% of hay is standing, while 18% is cut and 7% is baled or silaged. The majority of first-cut hay is of good quality. Pastures are in good to fair condition in the region, with many producers hopeful that condition will hold on after this week's moisture. Crop damage this week was due to hail and wind that moved through the region. Producers are also scouting crops for disease and insects, with grasshoppers being a primary concern.